Thank you very much to Deidre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot on the Swatch Watch. No time to chill. Got a date. Can't be late. Hey, the girl's going to do me. You're listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. I already said thank you to Deidre. We're in the middle of the 2012 fall membership. Oh, this doesn't feel right, guys. I mean, hang on. I'm just going to do one thing. Just real quick. Let me just lay out the groundwork, all right? Mascot Wedding Show's coming up next. Max on assignment. So we got Andrew Rose is filling in for him. We got Rush Evans. He's taking the co-pilot seat. We're going to raise some money this hour, okay? I'm getting that part out of the way. Let me do this. Folks. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP, or online, worldwide, KOOP.org. We need to raise some money, folks. I got a goal that is ridiculous. I'm not going to scare you with numbers, but I'm going to say it's $1,000, which is terrifying to me. So yeah, we're coming. We're doing a full show. We are not going to hornswoggle you. We're not going to boondoggle you. We're not going to shimmy shake you. We're just going to take your money, all right? 472-5667, area code 512 for those of you outside of Austin. Online, KOOP.org. Rush is coming back right after this song to tell us all about the membership drive. Folks, I need your money. I need it now, and I need it bad. We're friends. You've been really great, but I need it. And we're going to take it. We're going to take it all. It's Cox Bar right now. Mascot Wedding Show.
We worked our way up from East End pubs to gigs and backstage passes, Xboxing champs, West End clubs, Americans in dark glasses, driving 10 grand cars, drinking hotel bars.
The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta, and this is normally the show where we open the phone lines to the community. And anytime you would normally call in, you would call in at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. But you shan't do that now. Because we are in the middle of the fall membership drive for the year 2012, the year of our Lord, whoever she may be.
Hold on, let me get that reaction real quick. Go ahead.
Oh, brother.
The groan you are currently hearing is Andrew Rosas. I will give him a full and proper introduction in a minute. Let me take care of some business. We just heard Cox Bar from the album Shock Troops. That was the clean version of Take 'Em All. I cleaned it myself. Because that's what we do here at this radio station. I'm getting the radio stuff out of the way right now because we're about to do a full hour of just punching you in the face with solicitations for your hard-earned dollar. Like I said, we're in the middle of the fall membership drive. Rush is here to tell you all about it. Go ahead.
Thank you, David. I don't think I can top what you did a few minutes ago. I loved your plea. It was heartfelt. And with Rocky music in the background, I don't know why the phones aren't going to just light up right away. And maybe they are. In fact, I see Miss Buttercup's on the line right now. But that's a good sign. That's a good sign. And as David said, we got a grand, folks. We got to get a grand. We got to get a grand just this hour.
Yeah,
It's a big deal. We're going to be in trouble.
I'm just as shocked as you are, listener.
I'll tell you what, 472-5667. That's all you got to do. Call 472-5667. That's KOOP. Or you can go to coop.org. Make a contribution at any level. We welcome any contribution. We mean it. No, serious. Any level. And if it's at the $60 level or higher, we're going to give you a t-shirt or a cap. We got a really cool new shirt, new cap. Way cool. At the $120 level, that's our sustainer. And that's where you can get it taken out of your credit card every month at $10. You won't even feel it, and you'll get two gifts. And the the pleasure and satisfaction of supporting community radio and things like we do here at the Mascot Wedding Show and so much else on the schedule. And then you're in a drawing at the $120 level. You're in a drawing for 3-day passes for ACL Fest. That's pretty cool.
That was smooth as silk, Rush. I don't think I properly introduced you, and I apologize for that.
No, that's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in with me, helping me out during the membership drive this week, you know him from Off the Beetle Path. You know him from The Singer and the Song. You know him as the sometimes host of Around the Town Sounds. Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Evans.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, woo.
The crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes wild. where's the Rocky music when I need... Anyway, 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
I can
Miss
get it
Buttercup's
ready.
Waiting for you.
Miss Buttercup is waiting, and the lady on the other phone line...
Oh, Jen.
God, I'm terrible. If you call in and you get a busy signal or it just keeps ringing, keep trying. We're here for the next 52 minutes. Like Rush said, like I said, we're trying to raise $1,000 for this hour. It's a lot. I'm not putting that on an individual. I'm putting that on a lot of small individuals. Yeah, I'm calling you small. Yeah, come at me. Throw money at me. That's what hurts me most of all.
Sock full of quarters. We'll take it.
I should explain. You'll notice Mac Blake is not here right now. He is on assignment, and that assignment is as follows. We had every intention of doing a live Mascot Wedding Show from Cold Town Theater as part of Out of Bounds Fest, which is going on tonight. I hear there's a really great show going on at the Hineout Theater around 11 o'clock. I'm just throwing names out there. But it was going to be a Mascot Wedding Show at Cold Town. We couldn't get the tech logistics worked out, so Mac took the Cold Town show. I took this show because we honor our commitments around here. But helping me out, in addition to Rush, he's the Manu Ginobili of the Mascot Wedding Show, super sub himself, Andrew Rosas.
Hey, thanks. Thank you so much. That is a wonderful compliment. Being from San Antonio, being called the Manu Ginobili of anything is pretty great.
Really? The Manu Ginobili of anything? The Manu Ginobili of double homicides. Andrew Rosas implicated now.
Your Honor. If it pleases the court.
I'll take the Manu Ginobili charge. Just like Manu Ginobili takes all charges. Right, everybody?
Right.
Click.
Handcuffs. Ka-ching, bar sounds.
Yes, and you'll be here for the hour, and I appreciate that. We'll get into some show in a bit. I feel terrible about this, and I will apologize to you in advance, listeners. We didn't do great last week, as far as the Mascot Wedding Show goes for the membership drive. That's not on you. Thank you very much to the four who called in. They became members at the $35 level. Really appreciate that. I should tell you right now, if you call in with a $35 pledge and become a member of Co-op, you're getting the Mascot Wedding, we'll call it a fun pack. You get a couple of dueling chip clips. One's got Mac's face on it. One's got my face on it. There's a picture of it on mascotwedding.com. There's also a picture of the new stickers that just came in. You'll get some stickers. Let's see what else we got.
These are handsome stickers, by the way.
I love them. Yeah, it's great. It's a Detroit Pistons Bad Boys logo from the early 90s, but it's got Mascot Wedding on it.
It's great.
Yeah, because we're throwing bows all over the place, all right? we're taking your teeth out, Lambeer style. And in addition to that, you'll get a couple of passes to Cap City Comedy Club, compliments of Cap City Comedy. Thank you so much to them for helping us out during the membership drive. I really need your help this week, and I feel gross about begging for it. I'm trying real hard not to beg for it. Here's what I want. Here's my goal. Forget the $1,000. Forget what station director or whatever you call her, Kim. Forget what she said. I don't want to do a show this week because I want to be so busy thanking people that I don't have time to do a show. So I'm asking you, if you just call in and pledge $5, pledge $10, I just want to keep those phones going. I don't want to say a word about Lance Armstrong, about Clint Eastwood, about Kevin Smith, about whatever crap I talk about traffic, about the bus, none of it. I don't want to talk.
The heat?
The heat.
My God, the heat.
Wait, the sun or the movie? Or the basketball team?
Either. All of them.
Man, okay, let's write that fiction. But yeah, if you just call in, pledge a little bit, pledge a lot. I want to thank you. That's my favorite part of the membership drive, and you'd be helping me out. Rush, I see you with a couple of forms. Tell me what you got.
Speaking of saying thank you, David, we've got to say thank you to some of our members. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Kevin Hansen.
What?
I don't know.
Kevin Hansen?
The Kevin Hansen.
Who is the Kevin Hansen?
And I want to say, don't take this personal, David.
Uh-huh.
His call came in at the end of Around the Town Sound.
Well, then
so
I'm not
supporting that.
Well, then I'm not counting. But thank you very much.
But we want to thank
you. After the buzzer.
I'm part of Around the Town Sound, so I say thank you, Kevin. Kevin is supporting all of Co-op. We really thank you, Kevin, for supporting us and all that we do here. And thanks for keeping it on during Mascot Wedding. And then we've got Erin Darley.
Hey, I know her.
Hey,
I know
she's her. The best.
Yeah.
I don't know her, but I'll say it.
You'll know her.
Yeah. Anyway, very nice. Thank you, Erin. Thank you. Erin says, Mascot Wedding plays great music. I hope they get a vending machine.
Okay, that's some weird deep level stuff that we're talking about.
Inside baseball.
It's super inside baseball. But thank you so much, Erin. You could be like Erin Darling in one respect if you call in 472-5667. Or if you donate online, koop.org. There's a little box on the left-hand side. Click it. Takes 3 minutes.
472-5667-472-KOOP. Jen's in there waiting for the phone to ring.
Phone to ring. I like that.
Yeah.
Dirty South. All right, let's do some show. How are you, Andrew Rose?
I am great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Excellent. You're sitting back in the chair?
I'm leaning back. I feel good. I got a little of this. There's some swagger here for some reason. I don't know why.
No, take it. Take it. Give it. And enjoy it.
I am.
And baste in it.
Like okay, all right.
Like a human turkey.
All right.
I'm glad you're back on the show. I feel like I need to make it up to you because those who listen to the show regularly know the last time you were on the show, I was in a bad way.
Oh man.
In fact, we just posted that show on the archives at mascotwedding.com. It was Andrew and I were co-hosting the show, and I had a very busy day, and I had not eaten, and it showed. You could tell in that show.
Well, because this is radio, most of you don't know, David Hatta stands up to do the radio show in his awesome, unspeakable power stance.
Yes, that's correct.
To deliver you listeners the
not
quality.
Unlike Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the cane and monocle aren't helping. I don't know why.
They're not hurting either.
That's true. But yeah. And, we got in here and it was just kind of like, all right, I haven't eaten. I'm a little nauseous. Like I'm a little okay. I'm gonna sit down to do this one. And,
yeah,
it was like I still had fun. It was a good. It was
oh,
a good.
Good.
It was a good time. But I know you were like, I'm sorry. I wish I had had a sandwich or anything.
Because it was embarrassing in that way that the first time you get drunk, like where you're throwing back like natty lights, and you're like, I don't know what everybody's talking about. This is no big deal.
I'm invincible.
And then, like, on a dime, you could be, like, seven in. And you're like, yeah, so I was playing hard. Oh, no. Oh, like, walking backwards through time somehow. Yeah, that's how it felt. And I was like, oh, I have to talk for an hour to people? No thanks. But we did it. And now I'm, like, Dr. Energy right now.
Yeah.
Like, I want to take all prisoners. Wait, take no prisoners.
The worst Mega Man villain ever.
Yeah. Dr. Energy.
They really phoned that one in.
I just run my library book club and do a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah.
Rush, are you scared of the mic? Do you not want to be...
No, I'm just not wanting to slow it down, you know?
No.
I don't want to get in your way.
No, what I'm saying is... Okay. Folks, I'm going to pull the curtain back just a little bit. I need to talk to Rush. I'm going to be... Can you just meet me over here at the secret microphone?
Yeah. Yes, the secret microphone.
Rush, you gotta do me a favor, all right?
Okay, what's that?
Mac is gone this week.
Yeah.
And we lose about 80% of the show's pomposity.
What?
Okay, well, shut up for a second. we need something to fill his place. And so if you could be maybe a bit of a co-host, like, we'll have time to do the pitch breaks.
Pomposity.
Yeah.
Okay.
You feeling it? You feeling it?
Pomposity.
Just something.
I need to work on the pomposity.
Okay. Well, let's meet me back over here at the show.
Okay. I'm down, man.
Yeah. It's completely up to you. If you want to hang back, you can hang back.
No, I'm here.
But if you want to be a part of the show.
I'm honored to be part of the show in any respect.
Because I'd love to ask you, Rush Evans,
please.
How are you doing?
You know, I'm okay. I'm okay. I came in earlier an hour ago and I saw Miss Buttercup, who's a dear friend, and she's just so upbeat and so happy, and she's like, Rush, how are you? And I went, I'm okay. And she
sucked all the energy out of you.
No, I felt bad. She's like, "Are you blah? Are you blah?" I said, "Yeah, I guess I'm kind of blah. I don't quite know why, but I'm just kind of blah."
Yeah.
Well, but not anymore.
Well,
it's,
good.
It's a mascot wedding show.
But in your defense, having been around Miss Buttercup in the past and today, she'll outshine the sun.
She will outshine the sun. That's another reason people should have been calling, I'm thinking, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You can talk. Oh, well, now you can't. Now you got to talk to
now
Scott.
Now she's gone. But Scott's here and Jen's here. They'll take the calls, 472-5667.
Scott, okay.
They'll be glad.
I guess Scott was showing me his new finger tattoo, but I didn't see one. He just held up one finger, and I didn't care for it. But yeah, we've got Scott on the phones, manning the second line, and he's just sitting around waiting. He's, I think he's reading something for him. Penthouse something. I don't know. Apparently it's some sort of really thick magazine that he loves carrying around.
Don't see that anymore.
It's a socks darning magazine.
It's a Matt Folden. And all these ladies are kissing. why did I go with that?
Oh, mercy.
Man, let's see what we got. 618. We can do this.
Oh yeah.
It's funny. I'm trying to think of like, hey, while we're waiting for people to call in 472-5667, or while we're waiting for internet votes at KOOPETA, internet votes. I'm Ryan Seacrest now.
Tweet your votes too.
Hit us up on CNN.com or hashtag CNN. I'm just trying to think of like, hey, what happened this week? What can we talk about? I can't think of a darn thing.
Well, you already mentioned the things that happened this week.
Oh, well, I mean, see, here's the thing. We're not a political show.
Overtly political. Well, you know what? You don't have to go political to talk about Clint.
No,
but his performance this week.
Yeah, but then I'm afraid to go the other way and just, and please forgive me, computers. I don't want to end up slumming in the internet where it's just like, it's become this meme.
I gotcha.
And it's become this thing. But yeah, we should talk about like Clint Eastwood and his performance at the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
Which, man, oh man, you have to figure the Republicans were like, all right, we got an ace in the hole. We need to play like a big like star power. We'll get Clint Eastwood. He's kind of like, he doesn't take any Hollywood guff. He's no nonsense. He'll come here. He's a straight shooter. He'll tell it like it is. He'll give a great speech. And then he comes and he's like, hey, I'm just going to improv a vignette. And it's like, no.
I know. Yeah.
You just said two words.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here all week.
Oh, Clint Eastwood, I didn't see you there.
Tip your waitress.
Yeah.
Just so I'm going to improv a vignette. They're like beads of sweat that immediately show up on like the Romney aides. Just like, oh, God, no.
He's like hanging like the comedy and tragedy masks around the stage.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
Rush, are you kidding me?
You said something weird happened at the RNC.
No, I know. Just go with me on that. Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't, and I'll full disclosure, I haven't even seen the speech yet.
I didn't see it till today.
Okay.
And
so, I mean, I imagine like
pretty weird.
It's
but you know what? Last night I saw Bill Maher, mm-hmm. who is philosophically opposed to everything that Clint talked
yes.
about, praised it from an entertainer standpoint.
Oh, is that right? How's that?
Yeah. He said, you know what? Everybody's complaining that all these conventions on both sides, they're scripted, they're mm-hmm. you know, they used to be an actual convention where decisions yeah. were made. Now they're a show mm-hmm. and everything's teleprompter and planned out and mapped out. And here was a guy flying off, flying by the seat of his pants, totally improvising, no script, no prompter, no nothing, yeah. just him in an empty chair doing bits. And he said from a showbiz standpoint, he did good.
Yeah. He came out and brought his trunk of props.
Right. Right. The watermelon and the mallet. And,
hey, yeah. this is for people who's got a runny nose. It's a Kleenex box of sneakers. Yeah. I don't know why he sounds like Gallagher doing Carrot Top's bits. I don't know, but he does. Scott Gardner's walking in now.
Oh, my.
He's got paper. No, Scott, you're ruining the show with your physical comedy.
David, you've been served.
Oh, no. I should have shook my kid's hands.
Wow.
What do we got here?
Wow. Okay, here we go. Here we go, folks. Hey, by the way, Scott and Jen are taking your calls right now. 472-5667-472-KOOP. And we certainly want to thank James Sitaro.
Hey,
just that. James. Yay, James. Thank you. It is co-op. It is community radio. We are here for you, folks. And Mascot Wedding Show is not something you get anywhere else in town. Anything like it, really? There's nothing like it. I don't know. I don't know how to describe, but here's what James has to say.
Of course.
And James, we do thank you. We really do.
Is that a novella that he wrote?
Yeah, he wrote a lot. He likes the music that David picks out.
Nice.
There you are with the music again.
Yeah.
And Mac is pretty funny. Mac is pretty funny.
Hold on.
But David is funny too.
There you go.
Doesn't want him to get a complex. I'm sorry. Keep it up. I don't think maybe I wasn't supposed to read that last.
You know what? No, I'm fine with it. It keeps me hungry.
Please don't tell David this part. No. Anyway.
What are you eastwooding me?
That was just me.
You doing some improv?
I'm doing. I see. This is me with my chair.
We often call David the empty chair.
There you go.
That's his nickname around the station.
At least Clint Eastwood would pay attention to me.
There you go. James Sitaro, thank you so much, James. 472-5667-472-KOOP.
Why don't you give him the hard sell real quick, Laura? Rush, why don't you tell him what this membership drive's all about?
You know what? It's about community radio. It's about supporting what we do here. And if you look at co-op.org, you'll see what we do here. We do things like Mascot Wedding Show and so much more. We serve the community in underserved ways. We program the station in a different way from the commercial stations. And that's why we do things like Around the Town Sounds, all Austin music, and Football in Vivo, you know.
Sure.
Football around the world. How cool is that? You don't get that elsewhere on radio. Off the Beatle Path, the thing I do, it's all Beatle-related. I don't even play the Beatles because that's something you get on the commercial radio. I play solo Beatles and Beatle covers and peripheral Beatle
mania. How long have you been doing that show?
3 years.
3 years.
Is that crazy?
Have you played a Beatles song on that?
I've played a few things from the live in Hamburg.
Wow, bootleg.
And one or two things from like anthology. But I've played actual Beatles songs maybe 5 times. And even then, they weren't from any of the conventional. I've never played anything from Abbey Road or Yellow Submarine. Any of the regular records.
So you've been doing this show for 3 years.
Yeah.
Played 5 Beatles songs on it. That's dedication. That's the kind of dedication you wouldn't get at a Clear Channel station. If someone said, hey, do a Beatles show on Mix... whatever, 93.7 or whatever.
They would just play. You would hear the usual suspects, which...
I love my fake disdain where it's like, I pretend I don't know the call. You know, the Buzz 101.8 or something. I know exactly
what they are.
Yeah, I know the competition. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, your books. It's called the Arbitron Numbers. I'm reading it, and it's boring. But thankfully, Mascot Wedding Show is nowhere in that book. 472-5667.
Arbitron.
And it's all volunteer, folks. We just need to keep the lights on. When you make contributions, it doesn't pay Mac or David.
Nope.
Doesn't pay me. I'll tell you what, it's just to keep the lights on and to pay our very small staff. We have 2 part-timers and 2 full-timers, and the rest of us, including engineers, are volunteer. How about that? Even our engineering functions are volunteer.
Yeah, that tech team that was going to set up this show, we're going to do a live remote. The reason it didn't come off was because they got lives of their own.
Yeah.
And they were operating at a loss. And we're not going to force them to do it. But, but we could have. Oh, man.
Oh, could you have? Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Could have set the world on fire with this show. You kidding me with this? But yeah, 472-5667 or online at koop.org. I want to throw this out there before we take a break. We're coming up on 5 years, Mascot Wedding Show.
Oh, cool.
It's incredible. Great.
It'll be 5 years in October. And, we have been very, we're grateful and we're blessed to have the fans we do and the friends we do because of this show. And the recognition that we've gotten in 2009, we were a Best of Austin.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was going to make it so you didn't have to brag on yourself, David.
Well,
that's okay.
Oh, it's going to get even worse. This is where I'm going with it. But that was a critic's pick. That was a...
But that's cool.
Hold on. This year, I'm putting this out there to the listeners. I want the People's Championship, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's a best...
Take it to the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Because here's the thing. In the past, we've solicited, not for this, but just for causes, just to see if we can create some chaos. Like last year, we wanted the Austin Donk scene to win a Best of Austin. Are you familiar with Donks?
I'm not.
Okay, you will be. Donks.
Buckle up, literally.
Literally buckle up, that's right. Donks are, you've seen them driving around, they're cars that are covered with corporate logos or, you know, sponsorship. Yeah. Not sponsorship, but yeah, like you'll see a car that looks like a bag of Skittles or you'll see a car that looks like a bag of Cheetos, that sort of thing. That's what a donk is.
I didn't know.
Okay. It's this sort of, it's this subculture where they want the same respect that Whopper's Candies gets. So they will make their car look like Whopper's Candies. And I love this. It's one of my favorite things in the world. And I wanted that to get recognized by the best, you know, by the Chronicle's Best of Austin list. Did not take. This year, I got two requests.
Yeah.
One, there's a little section that says Best Podcast. This is a radio show. Sure, it is, right. But we also take these episodes and release them as podcasts.
Oh.
So maybe put the Mascot Wedding Show there.
A little ride in. Well,
I think it's time.
I think so.
Second, there's a little section there also called Best Window Display. In the past, it's been like some weird boutique or like some weird clothing store. I want to throw some support to our friends at Radiant Plumbing with their fun little window displays.
Yes.
Where I don't know if you've driven past there this month, but in honor of the Dark Knight Rises, it was the Dark Knight Flushes. And it was a toilet that looks like Batman. I think you
should. Incredible.
Yeah. I'm not throwing support to their business. I'm saying support those windows. Write them in.
I get you.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You got anybody else? You got anybody you want to support with the Best of Austin Rush?
Oh, golly. You know, just off the beetle path.
Wow.
That's all.
Is that Best Humility? Is that
Yeah. Best Beetle related celebration weekly on Co-op.
For the best Beetle related program on Co-op.
There you go.
Hosted by Rush.
That's right. Something like that. That's it.
Andrew, you love this town.
Sure do.
What do you want to give Best of Austin to?
You know, I love a lot about this town. There's I don't know that I want to like
single something out.
Yeah, but I have a lot of fun. Like, you know, Master Pancake wins Best of Austin pretty regularly.
Oh yeah,
they should.
It's an Austin institution, and I love it a lot.
Yeah.
And was fortunate enough to get to do it.
For the
Jurassic Park show.
Yeah, how was that experience?
A sort of a life highlight, actually.
Yeah.
It really was. It was a really... And John Erler, who also has
Elk Meeting Ritual. Yeah. Thursdays at 4:30.
Yeah, yeah. It was absolutely a life highlight. I remember when I came here for college, I went and saw some Master Pancake, although at that time it might have been another name.
Sure.
But anyway, I remember, you know, coming to see it and having always been a fan of Mystery Science Theater and that kind of thing. I was just like, oh, that's so awesome. And it was so funny. And it's just like, man, it'd be so awesome if I could do that one day.
Yeah.
Then there one day it happened.
That's
and
awesome.
It was just like, yeah, that's awesome. That's and like, it, it's, you know.
Yeah, and if I may pull the curtain back moment. A little bit, Jurassic Park, one of your favorite movies ever?
Yeah, it really is. Absolutely. It absolutely is. And so in that respect, it was a tremendous delight. It was a super, super huge highlight.
That's awesome, man.
To get to do that show and to do the Master Pancake show and have it be that movie. That was really incredible.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I've got, you know what? Let me get mine out and then we'll acknowledge this. I have two that I want to single out for Best of Austin.
Sure.
Apparently, my girlfriend Maria Menounos was telling me that there's a category for Best Bathroom in Austin.
Oh, man.
Which I was like, oh, man, surely I've seen some, but I couldn't think of any. That night, we went to Pinballs. Best Bathroom in Austin. This thing is clean. I was like sliding on my stomach, didn't care about catching anything. Fantastic. Pinballs, Best Bathroom in Austin.
I'll have to check it out.
You should. Well, do it if you want. I don't want to.
Maybe play a few pinball games while you're there too.
Have some fun the way kids do. Another thing happened to me Thursday night, which I don't even know if this is a category, but maybe this should be a write-in category. I parked in the garage behind the Driscoll Hotel, which is a terrifying garage by itself because it's got that like the lanes are switched around, so you're driving. Terrifying stuff. But. The stairwell,
thing of nightmares.
But the stairwell is the cleanest thing I've ever seen. I want to acknowledge that stairwell at the Driscoll Hotel parking garage. Cleanest stairwell in Austin.
Not the even faintest whiff of urine. It's
no,
just clean.
It was Kubrickian white. It was like, it was stark. I was like, what is going on here? It was amazing.
Did you touch the monolith inside that stairwell?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk euphemisms anymore.
That's why you went to jail that night.
That's right. Rush.
Kubrickian. Kubrickian.
Give me some good news, Rush.
Well, we have a Kubrickian contribution.
Don't shoehorn it.
I just have to find a way to use the word.
Just be a natural talent.
Okay. Hey, we want to send a thank you to Nelda.
Hey, I know her.
You know her.
I do.
I have a feeling Nelda. You do.
Yes, she's my mama.
Well, that's who I thought it might be.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, Mama Nelda.
Yeah,
thank
you
so much.
You don't get to say that.
I don't get to say that. I'm sorry.
she's not a character in What's Happening.
Nelda, I hope to meet you someday, and thank you so much for contributing to Co-op. She says she loves to hear them because they are always funny, and
boom.
It makes her happy.
That's right.
Now, is that nice? And she's supporting Co-op by calling 472-566-7472-KOOP. That's where you can show your support, not just for Mascot Wedding Show, but for everything we do here at Co-op. It is community radio. It is Austin, Texas, $60 level or higher. You can get the cap or the shirt or one of these cool extra gifts. Scott or Jen will talk to you about them on the phone. They'll be happy to chat with you. If you give it the $120 level, you're in a drawing for three-day passes to ACL this year. That's pretty cool. 472-566-7472-KOOP right now.
Rush, I see someone standing next to you. You're just hanging out? Oh, that's fine. No, did you want to say something? Or are you just going to go?
No.
Okay.
Don't want to say anything.
Okay, fantastic. All right. We'll see you in a bit. That was Scott, everybody. Scott.
He'll be on the air in just a little while.
That's right, with Stronger Than Dirt, the anchor leg of the Summit Saturday lineup. We call it Summit Saturday because it's the top of the mountain.
It is.
But yeah, you can talk to him on the phone, or you can talk to Jen, 472-5667. You cannot talk to them if you're afraid of people by going to koop.org, clicking.
Lovely people.
Lovely. The best. Man, the way Scott fills out those shorts. Shorts. You're a grown man.
The way that shirt hangs on his spindly frame.
Hey, come on. I've earned this. I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. The phone lines will still be open. We'll come back. We'll do some more Mascot Wedding Show. We're going to play some Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Yes. We're doing New York Groove. It's off his solo album. And the Mascot Wedding Show. We'll be back after this. And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. The time is 6:39. My name is David Hotta, and sitting in for Mac Blake is...
Andrew Rosas.
And helping us out with the membership drive is...
Rush Evans.
You got to be quicker on that, buddy. and we just heard some Ace Frehley from his solo album.
That was a very cool song.
Oh, yeah. New York Groove.
I'm not a big Kiss guy. Just not a Kiss guy. But I like that song. That's great.
Yeah, it's a fantastic little song. Here's the thing that always bums me out about... that song and that album, because that was when all four members of Kiss released a solo album each.
In the makeup.
That's right. Which, it kind of wasn't supposed to be that way. Like, Peter and Ace were sort of like, hey, we're not the stars here. We kind of want to do something else creatively. Just give us a second to, like, take a break and do our own solo thing. And so then, like, Gene and Paul were like, oh, that sounds great. We'll make it under the Kiss banner. And it's like, no, you're missing the point. We don't. And it's like, oh, yeah, we'll put you guys in the makeup. We'll all release solo albums. Yours will get lost in the shuffle.
I get it.
It's like, because even like Peter Criss is responsible for two of my favorite Kiss songs.
Oh.
Beth. And.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the other one? Oh.
I didn't know that was him.
Oh, this is going to drive me nuts now. Well, I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Clearly.
But I can't remember the stupid name of the song. Anyway. But they've been stuck behind, or they were stuck behind Gene and Paul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Writing those weird, gross songs about love. Parenthesis, like quotation marks love.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ew, that weird 70s love.
Oh, God. That Corinthian leather love.
Oh,
I was around for that. I'm the right age for Kiss.
That like 30-foot Oldsmobile love.
Oh, God.
You ruined generations because of that, because of the shenanigans you pulled, you know, in the 70s.
I literally drove, when I'm serious.
I bet you did.
I literally did. I drove a 98, an old 98 with the little wings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that, no.
It got gallons per mile.
Yes.
Guzzled gas.
Yep.
My dad, for the longest time, from like 87 to, I want to say, 2000, drove a 1982 Oldsmobile Tornado.
Yeah, my uncle still has one.
Yeah, and from 1992 to 2000, he worked on that thing literally every weekend. Like, there was always something wrong with it. But man, he loved that car, yeah. And I'll never understand it. He loved it so much that the first car he bought, like, for the kids, like for my older brother or for my oldest brother and that sort of thing, he bought a Delta 88.
Yeah.
It was like a 78 Delta 88. It was rust blue.
I had one of
those. Rust blue.
But then he went and he was like, oh, you know what? You guys are just complaining about the color. I'll paint over it. And then it became like nightmare blue. Or like when you're having a really bad dream and you look up and the sky is this like terrifyingly bright blue. It's like, all right, I can get this car now and drive to the store. Frightening stuff.
Oh, those gas cars.
Yeah, you long for those days?
Oh, we had those. I'm telling you. It was always what...
Rush just got a wistful, glassy eye.
I do. I'm showing my age.
You know, your generation ruined everything. You know that, right?
We did, actually. I'm sorry to say it. I apologize.
Baby boomers?
Yes.
Is that what I am?
What? When were you born?
61.
60. Oh, no, you're...
No, you're right there.
You're just
the
on
end.
The outside. Yeah. You're just at the end of it. I think... Yeah. When is the baby boomer technical generation?
I think that's like from like mid, like late 40s to mid-50s.
To mid-50s, yeah.
What's going on here? Hang on. Scott's getting
hammered.
I'm not allowed to say it. Okay, you can say it though. You're
sorry.
A guest. No, he's waving a bottle of wine at us. Anyway, going back to that discussion about how Scott's generation ruined everything for all of us. He's waving wine at us with reckless abandon. Man.
He might be an actual boomer.
Oh, I think he is.
I think he is.
So wait a second. So 61, so that put you like, you were 18 around the time of like, punk.
Kiss.
Like,
and, oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Dave. I was.
Am I going
to
be?
I started to say I was cool enough, but trust me, I was not cool. Uh-huh. But my musical taste was, and I was ahead of the curve. People and their kids, they sneak things into the house.
Sure.
Guess what I snuck into the house?
What's that?
I bought a Sex Pistols record as an import. It wasn't even available in the States yet. I had to buy an import Sex Pistols record and sneak it into the house.
Wow.
At one of the few places you could get import records.
What are you doing in there, Rush? Not listening to Sex Pistols. Yeah. Don't come in. Shut the door.
I'm not listening to those guys.
I heard Sex Pistols. Because, that better be the name of a band.
Well, see, what was interesting is all we knew about them at that time was in news articles. I mean, newspaper articles. There's a new trend coming from England. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, this is something happening in pop culture.
Like
and
Orson
music.
Welles said it.
It was, huh?
Like Orson Welles was reporting.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. It wasn't like a music story. It was like, terrible new trend in Britain's youth. It's punk music. There's a band and they spit up blood. You know, this kind of stuff. So it was topical.
You get your best Orson Welles on deck?
I was trying to. Go. You first then.
Oh, no. I'll let you do it.
Ladies and gentlemen. No. No. That was Robin Williams doing Orson Welles. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. The aliens are coming. And they all sound like Tammy Faye Baker. Hey, we can agree Robin Williams is great, right? Oh,
61. You said you were born 61.
I know. That's I just hit a rather large mark.
That's awesome, though.
You live through some great music, man.
Yeah,
that's true.
Arguably the best music.
That's true, and I still have it all at the house. It's literally why I'm
listen,
on
Mr. Homeowner, Mr. Big Shot.
it's literally why I'm on co-op, a place to play the stuff, to play the records.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time to pitch.
I think you're right, David. In fact, 472-5667-472-KOOP, because as David just alluded, we're here as volunteers, And folks like me and Scott Gardner, we're bringing up what we've been collecting all these years from home, sharing it with the world. You're not going to hear these kind of what you hear on Stronger and Dirt later in the evening. You're not going to hear on commercial radio. What you hear on Off the Beetle Path, you're not going to hear on commercial radio, even though it's a Beetle-themed show. And certainly Mascot Wedding Show. Boy, that's you right. don't hear anything like this anywhere on the radio. That's why we celebrate it. That's why you want to show your support for Mascot Wedding Show in particular by calling right now in particular at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Any level is welcome.
Yes. And he's not kidding about the music that Rush plays and the music that Scott plays. I mean, he's playing some deep cuts. He's playing some Candlebox, some Spandau Ballet, some some Fine Young Cannibals, FYC. He's playing them all. No, he plays great music. You kidding me? One of the best shows in Austin, period. It's great. And yeah, you can help support it, 472-5667 or online, koop.org. Rush, can I ask a favor of you?
You bet.
Do you have access to the online? Can we see if anybody pledged online?
I can run out there and check.
Okay, do that.
Let me do that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll nice have a conversation with Mr. Andrew Rosas while I'm doing that.
Hey.
Because we're coming up on the top of the hour. The Clear Spot is coming up next. I don't know who's hosting it. Maybe Linda, maybe not. But yeah, so we're going to try to get some figures, some final figures, see if we hit that $1,000 mark. This is my Waterloo. This is the end of me. I don't know where that figure came from.
That $1,000 printed on jagged rocks that you were destined to be dashed against.
Oh, man. Andrew Rosas. Football season has started up.
It sure has.
Are you excited about the season?
Football. Yeah. You know, I love football. I'm not the... Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
I don't have any allegiance to any team, college or professional.
Yeah.
But I enjoy watching it, and I enjoy competition, and I enjoy the sport. That said, I was asked to... I didn't end up doing it. But I was asked to do fantasy football this year.
Oh, is
first
that right?
time, and I ended up not doing it because it the like I have friends who do fantasy football, and the way they talk about it, it just like I would have it the way they talk about it, it exhausted me.
Let me let me stop you right there. I just want to clarify something.
Sure.
It's not that fantasy football is exhausting. It's that hearing about other people talk about it is exhausting. When you're the one talking about it, though, it's the most interesting thing in the world.
Yep.
Because I was the same way. Last year was the first time I had ever played fantasy football, and I just sort of did it as a favor to some friends. Where it was like, hey, we need an extra. Can you help out?
Right. You got $20 you want to burn? $50 you want to burn?
Here's the thing. We didn't do for money. It was just for fun. Uh-huh. I won the league. I would have cleaned up.
Right.
Oh.
You would have made a gambler would have been pleased.
That's right. Happy gambling season, everybody. First day started today. A life highlight. I taught my girlfriend how to place her first bet, and she did. She's got Oklahoma minus 30 against UTEP. I almost cried when she placed.
Yeah, that's like watching a kid take his first steps.
Yeah,
that's really just like
go ring shopping after that. You kidding me?
Yeah,
she loves gambling. Yeah, let's do this.
You're a lucky man, David.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Me and Maria Menounos. but yeah, fantasy football. It's oh man, that is a cruel mistress. Because it really is like I was the exact same way. I was like, oh, this thing's gonna be dumb. And all I hear are people talk about, oh, I traded for this guy or this guy got 18 points today.
Yeah.
Last season, that's all I could talk about. If it was a pie chart of my conversations, it was 100%. I don't even know why I said pie chart.
Yeah.
Just, that circle chart?
Yeah.
That just says put a fantasy in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, I remember, you know, not to give too much away on the air, but of the people that I know that give to the altar of Gamblor.
Yes.
You are one of the better people, I think, at gambling. That might sound like a weird thing to say.
No,
but when it comes to picking teams and going head to head, you're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I have to say, because there are a lot of people who are garbage.
Yes, I appreciate that, and I can verify that by saying you are true. You are true. You are right. 651, really? yeah, and it was like. It was, this morning was like Christmas morning if you forgot it was December, because it was like I woke up at 10 a.m. and I'm like, oh man, Saturday, what's going on? Football. And I went to the computer. I looked at the who was playing. I was like, all right, this one and this one and this one and this one, and boom, boom, boom. I feel pretty good now.
Give Me Some 11 started playing on the radio.
I went through a montage. It was very weird. Yeah. I rode a horse through a wedding.
Just to get to that computer.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why I put my computer in a wedding. But yeah, I got my first pick right this morning, so feel pretty good. So far, so great. How are we doing on the internet votes? Internet votes! Stop! How are we doing on
No love there. Nothing? Right now. No love. But there's 8 minutes to go that folks can show their support.
All the you people at
the wedding show.
No, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Oh, no. All those people out at the tailgates listening to the radio.
Man.
That's right.
I need to talk to somebody.
Sneak away from that cooler for just a second.
That's right. And call 472-566-7472-KOOP.
I need to talk to somebody at Co-op about scheduling these membership drives, because it seems to me they have always fallen on Labor Day weekend, which is the start of college football season, which is a big deal in Austin, Texas. And the spring membership drive, it coincides with Staple, which is inconvenient for me, but whatever. And I always feel like I'm getting a raw deal here. I'm making excuses. You bet I am. I'm $1,000 short of this $1,000 goal. So
that's what good radio is all about.
Who doesn't love to hear me and Matt complain week in and week out? Pay for this, won't you? 472-5667.
Fund these misanthropes.
Yeah, exactly. But we do have 7 minutes left in the show. And I'll go ahead and say this now, because what's the point? If you don't pledge to the Mascot Wedding Show, pledge to Co-op. Clear Spot's coming up next. Strong in the Dirt's coming up after that. And then we're doing this for maybe one more week. We stop when we hit $70,000, and that's our goal. And I believe right now we're on pace. I'm not too sure what the figure is right now. No, we're off pace?
I don't know. I honestly don't know where we are if we're pacing properly.
Thanks, co-host.
dead weight,
bro. Doug got it. Okay.
But yeah, so we may be doing one more show next week. Board is trying to get 70,000.
Yeah, if we hit it early.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
We'll
pace.
Stop the whole darn thing. Yeah.
If we hit it early, we don't have to keep talking about this stuff.
Yes. And half of our annual budget comes from these membership drives. This is a completely volunteer supported station. We take no corporate stuff, we do no commercial stuff. This is all you, and you're helping run this ship, and we're trying as hard as we can to keep this ship afloat, and we could use your help. You've got 4-6 minutes in this show. You've got all night. You got all week. Figure this out. Go crunch some numbers. Roll some pennies.
472-5667. Any level is welcome. Showing your support for a nonprofit organization, Community Radio for Austin, Texas. KOOP. We're proud to be here. We want you to show your pride in what we do here too. 472-5667.
That's right.
Turn some couches over.
Yeah.
Get those coins out of there.
Oh, I thought you were like, you're saying like riot in the streets.
Yeah, throw a trash can through a window.
Yeah, like West Virginia does whenever they win or lose something. They must have like, that must be like a couch factory town where it's just like, oh yeah, we're just churning them out. Like, this is how we keep couches.
Yeah.
Because people keep ruining them.
Until they throw a flaming couch into the couch factory. What have we done? I've become everything I've always hated.
Why did that tickle me so?
I don't know.
I love it. I kind of want to end the show early.
No!
No, I'll end it like 2 minutes early. I'm going to make room for Linda. Yeah, we'll do that. But don't take that as a sign of defeat. Just we want you guys to call in. Mac will be back next week. He's doing the Cold Town show. And we'll post both shows up on mascotwedding.com.
Fine podcast that it is.
Yes, that's right. A recent episode has Andrew Roses. And several episodes have Andrew Roses. Go find his stuff. It's good stuff. We have fun. Let's do this real quick. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. I didn't even check Twitter. Oh, because there is no Twitter to check. Awesome. I don't know what's going on this weekend, guys. I don't know. I think we're closer to the end than we are the beginning. I think we hit 5 years and we're done. I think
No.
We're just gonna have a cake that says happy 5 years, and we're gonna push it out the door.
No.
To a whale of a show.
We're going to follow that thing into traffic. We're going to put it on a wheelie cart and just run in front of cars. The most defeated membership drive show ever. Just
cake unharmed headline.
Miracle Cake wins mayoral debate.
Cake gets the key to the city.
Stick the key inside the cake. Go on, just push it down the road. We gotta get that thing off that wheelie cart.
We have fun.
We do have fun. Rush, got anything to say?
What did I say about you can't get anything like Mascot Wedding Show anywhere else?
I suppose not, Rush.
The keys and the cakes. I mean, you know, I mean, that just kind of seals the deal. I mean, if that doesn't make you want to contribute, if these random thoughts do not lead...
These babbling rantings of mental patients.
This is the most maudlin transition. Hey, guys, keys and cakes, right?
If this doesn't prompt you to get to the phone, I can't imagine what would. 472-5667-472-KOOP. Just a few more minutes to show your support. Well, you could do it during Linda's show coming up, Clear Spot, and still show your support for Clear Spot and a Mascot Wedding Show during that time. So we're right here. We're going to be around all evening. The co-op's always here. We're here at 472-5667-472-KOOP. Give us a call.
Rush Evans, thank you so much for helping out.
Hey, thank y'all for letting me hang.
Yeah,
it's too much fun.
It was a blast. Andrew Rosas, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, you bet. You bet. Always have fun here.
True friends, both of you. No. Except for Rush. We're going to go out with the parting gifts. This is Coco from the Yetts and Greg from the Raining Sound. Their album was Strychnine Dandelions. The song is Don't Stop. That's for you. Don't stop pledging because you clearly haven't started. More Mascot Wedding Show coming up next week. We'll see you next time. Bye, Austin.